Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
Don't expect what she can't give. Tell you what, I've been telling myself this a lot in the last few weeks because, well, I'll just be honest. I have now long-distance relationships that I'm trying to maintain, and it's hard not to expect things from other people. That's what I'm saying. And I've thought a lot over and over and over and over again. Loretta, don't expect a thank you. Don't expect acknowledgement of the gifts. Don't expect, you know, I tell myself all that. But then there's a little bit of me that say, wonder, you know. And then I have to tell myself, Loretta, don't expect what they cannot give. Because all of the people that I try to be in touch with have very busy lives. So I'm just trying to explain to you why I'm speaking on it, because I'm trying to teach myself this truth. All relationships require giving to others, but through time, effort, and resources. When we are at our best, we give to others without expecting anything back. You know, Anne Frank said, no one has ever become poor by giving. So you give because you're supposed to give. You don't give because you're going to expect something back. Booker T. Washington said, those who are happiest are those who do the most for others. And so I have to tell myself now, I'm given because I want to give because I want to be somebody that's given to others without expecting something in return. You know, sometimes these people that you're trying to maintain a relationship with, if you're like me, they don't even intend to let you down. You know, they don't even know they're letting you down. Really, the key problem is their best is less than what you expected. Do you understand that? All of us expect people to do like we think we would do. Now, can I tell you, people have sent me things and I've never acknowledged it. I know that for sure. I know that positively. And I'm ashamed now when I think about it, how I've let things by and I've been so busy I didn't even acknowledge it. I've been writing thank yous this week to people as they've done things for me in the church, and I thought, you know what? There's been times when I didn't take the time to do this. And I just got to understand that. When we feel let down, it's important to understand the expectations we place on people as well as what they would expect to give. You know, that those expectations are so much more than what they would expect to give. They wouldn't do it. Have you ever sent a text to somebody and they never returned the text back? You thought, I'm not even important enough for somebody to say something to me. Or have you called somebody and they not returned your call? And you naturally want to think, oh, they don't care about me. They're upset. You know, you think all those things. But I tell you, when we keep our expectations in check, it helps our relationships with other people's. And that's what this is all about. That's why you listen to these programs, because you're expecting some help with your relationships. Proverbs 13:12, I use this verse on myself all the time. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is the tree of life. When I hope somebody's going to return a message or they're going to acknowledge something and they don't do it, it makes my heart sick. But when my desire for that comes, it's a tree of life. And that's naturally how we are. That's what Proverbs is saying. That's how we naturally are. But ladies, we have to fight the natural man and be above and beyond and be joyful and keep in check our expectations. That's what this is all about today, is watch, don't expect what she can't give. And then be careful about you returning to other people what they need. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.